Shane White is a whanaunga, and he's acknowledged for supporting Rangahau through his role at Te Mani Waititi Marae and his guidance in finding the strength to live positive lives through the cultural connections, acceptance of difference and our deep sense of belonging. Now, a five-year cross-sector study aiming to transform how our country's justice system supports whanau experiencing incarceration and mental health distress or addiction is being launched today. He Ture Katika, Let the Law Be Right, is being led by AUT Law School in collaboration with Hawani Waititi. Marae Shane has lived experience as a participant in the E Ture Katika research and is a member of the co-design Rōpū. It's a whanaunga, Shane. Kia ora rawa te koe. Nā mai.
Tēnā hoki koe te whanaunga.
Kia ora, Shane. Thanks. You've been working in this space a long time. Got great respect for the mahi you've been doing, Shane, over the years and the people you've been helping along the way, although you certainly don't blow your own trumpet, and a lot of this goes somewhat under the radar. But now we've launched He Ture Katika. Where does the research draw its stories from, Shane?
Oh, kia ora. Well, you know, you really need to go to the waha te hoiho, eh? And you know, go to the horse's mouth in many ways and go and find where our whānau are, and what worked well was that the research team itself was had shared experience, had a mix of lived experience, researchers, academia, and we were able to go into some communities that and host groups that other people maybe weren't so welcome, and you know, so sorry, I'm right in the middle of a wānanga myself right now with a bunch of men on the marae.
Well, I'll keep this relatively short. I appreciate what you're saying here. So you've been talking with people who've had problems. What we're trying to do, though, is to get the way that our justice system understands, factors in the reality. Some have been grown up in dysfunctional houses, alcoholic parents, got onto the meth early in life, and have never been able to get off it. I mean, all sorts of reasons are behind those who end up in the can or have mental health problems or addiction problems. It's important we understand that. What's the tie-up here between the marae and the AUT Law School? Why is that an effective combo, do you think, Shane?
I don't want to blow to the I think it's just, it's not, wasn't just the marae. We were just part of a group of like-minded people and organisations. You know, what makes this rangahau different and important was that, you know, was the wide breadth of communities that the research team through its mix was able to experience. Obviously, Waititi brings a particular element to the research with its strong cultural programs, like its community outreach. And Dr. Peter Sharples, all the time that I've been here and that I've been involved with Waititi the last 25 years, we've worked at the cultural interface with the criminal justice system, with, you know, at the police end, at the court end, at the corrections end, and then when they get spat out the end, our whānau, eh? People who have lived these, and I think of one guy now I'm working with who's been in there for 35 years. And this has been his whole life, has been this mix of mental distress and addiction. And in about 6 months' time, you're just going to get spat out, where they've taken everything they need in terms of keeping community safe by making them an older person. So that's been the marae, and that's the type of one that we're running right now with men that are coming out the end of the correction system. We were just a part of a good mix of people that worked well together, that were People from the drug court area. We worked in various other little operations, and just pleased that we were able to present and connect our whānau to some of our cultural approaches, and likewise model to others some of those approaches, so that they're able to maybe model or replicate or develop one that suits their particular situation.
Tēnā koe. Obviously, there are some recommendations coming from the report, which will be discussed at its launch today. And I note that Brendan Warne, who's the founder of the Anti-P Ministry and a participant in the research, is also going to be giving a kōrero. So it's a lot of work all culminating in the report being released today, Ture Kia Tika, Let the Law Be Right, and that's happening out west today. Looking forward to talking with you about the launch and some of the findings of the research program as well going forward, Shane. Is there anything that stands out in that report that you'd like to share with us this morning to wrap us up?
Yeah, cool. What the report's really recommending is creating a foundations for a trauma-informed justice system, so that there's actually there's actually the ability to acknowledge understand the impacts of trauma across a wide spectrum, neurological, biological, physiological, spiritual, social, cultural well-being, instead of just pushing people through a system. Focus on acknowledging what happened to someone rather than identify just what's wrong with them. For Māori, trauma-informed approach is much more, the importance of the wider community, that knowledge intergenerational historical trauma, and you need to incorporate an old Māori view of Māori healing and concept practices. Poverty can be experienced, financially, socially, and culturally. Our research highlights the impact of people being deprived of access to the basic needs, food, school, connection, culture. And if we really wanted to eradicate poverty seriously, we'd undoubtedly see more whānau in communities thriving. But, tonight's launch, celebration of everyone who participated and shared in the creation of the research, acknowledge the generous spirit and time that we filmed, why it's a kōrero, whānau and hapu, because it's important that people that contributed from themselves, there's a reciprocity and acknowledgement of that. We can't talk about trauma-informed research if we don't acknowledge the people that have dug into their trauma and shared that with the world to try and increase things. Tonight, Brendan's going to be gifted hundreds of copies of these stories, so they can put it on their reading or wait to a bus, and as they travel around doing what they do all around the country. So Ngā Mihi Ki Aia, again, that's another example of the network. I think there's like 8,000 people in that Ministry of NTP. another thing that in many ways flies under the radar.
Well, it's good talking with you again. Thanks, Shane. Thanks for the mic that everyone has contributed, the willingness of participants to share their intimate stories and realities. And it's all aiming towards trying to create a vehicle that can acknowledge the past hurt and how we might work more effectively with our people going forward. Shane White joining us from West Side. Thanks, cousin. Good talking with you again, Shane. Thanks. It's 7:44. Claudette Hawiti is with us. What a tumultuous week it's been.